This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 261 for Thursday, February 8th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkenton. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Thursday morning, seeing only a muted reaction to updated Canadian stocks data as participants await more direction from the monthly U.S. supply-demand report due out later today. Canola up $5 to $6, March up 5 at $598.50 per ton. Canadian canola stocks as of December 31st came in at 12.8 million tons. That was up by about 200,000 from the same time last year, but off the five-year average of 13.3 million. The stocks were in line with average trade guesses, but some market participants had been expecting larger on-farm supplies, given this year's slow export pace. Meanwhile, the USDA will release updated supply-demand data later this morning with revised production estimates for South America, likely to provide some direction to the futures. Chicago soy oil is posting solid gains ahead of the report, providing underlying support for canola. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures are also up. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are higher while wheat moved lower. Soybeans thought to be due for a correction after touching their weakest levels since June yesterday. The March contract up 13 cents, edging above the $12 mark at $12.02 per bushel. Brazil's CONAB lowered their estimate for the country's soybean crop to 149.4 million tons. That compares with an earlier forecast around 155 million. The USDA will put out its own forecast later today with average trade guesses pegging the crop around 153 million tons. The harvest is ongoing in Brazil, and that is pressuring values despite any discrepancy in the total production number. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales failed to live up to expectations at only 341,000 tons. Corn hit contract lows yesterday and was seeing a slight recovery today, but the March contract holding steady around 434 cents. Weekly U.S. corn export sales were solid at 1.2 million tons, with additional flash business of 200,000 tons of corn to Colombia this morning. CONAB cut 4 million tons from their Brazilian corn estimate, pegging the crop at around 113.7 million tons. Average guesses ahead of the USDA's own projections are still calling for a much larger crop out of the South American country. Wheat futures lower across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat down 9 cents in March at 6.87 per bushel. Kansas City down 10 cents in the March contract at 6.07 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 8 cents at 5.94 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, February 8th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkenton.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.